Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, April 17th, and coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court halts Waqf appointments, seeks center's response in 7 days. Meethi Group urges Amit Shah to act on pilgrimage blockade by alleged militants in Manipur. Supreme Court allows untainted Bengal teachers to continue till fresh recruitment. And Pakistan Army Chief calls Kashmir a jugular vein, reasserts two-nation theory. The Government of India has assured the Supreme Court there will be no Waqf appointments and no change in status until the Supreme Court once again hears the clutch of petitions challenging the changes made in the existing Waqf functioning procedures under the new Waqf Amendment Act. The Supreme Court on Thursday issued an interim order in a batch of petitions challenging the constitutional validity of Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court directed the Union Government to file its response within 7 days and recorded Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that no appointments will be made to the Central Waqf Council or State Waqf Boards under the amended law during this period. A bench comprising Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.D. Vishwanathan made it clear that while it would not stay the law entirely, the existing situation must remain unchanged while the matter is under judicial consideration. Quote, "We don't want the position to change," the Chief Justice said. "We are not stowing the provisions like the five-year mandate, but we also don't want the situation to change." The court recorded the Solicitor General's submission that until the next hearing, no Waqf property, including those declared as Waqf by user, whether through registration or notification, shall be denotified or altered in any way. He added that even if the government wanted to act on appointing new people, it could not happen within a week anyway. The hearing began on Wednesday, which is yesterday, with the court identifying three core concerns. First, the status of Waqf by user properties previously recognized through court decrees. The appointment of non-Muslims as majority members in Waqf boards and Central Waqf Council. The preemptive treatment of disputed properties as Waqf despite pending collector inquiries. The court also questioned whether the same standards apply across religious institutions. To quote the bench, "Are Muslims allowed to be part of Hindu religious trust? If not, how can the reverse be permitted?" The Chief Justice directed that only 5 writ petitions would be treated as lead cases. Quote, "It is impossible to deal with 100 or 120, he said. Other petition pending will be treated as disposed of. Petitioners in the 2025 batch of cases have been granted liberty to file their replies. The centre, state governments and Waqf boards must file their responses within 7 days. Rejoinders are also to be submitted 5 days thereafter. Concerns were also raised about the scale of Waqf declarations, by the way, during the hearing. SG Tushar Mehta claimed that they have received lakhs of representations and they claim that entire villages have been taken as Waqf. Addressing reports of unrest in West Bengal over amendments, the Chief Justice remarked, "One thing is very disturbing, the violence that is taking place. If the matter is pending here, it should not happen." A civil society group representing Manipur's Meethi community has appealed to Union Home Minister Amit Shah to address alleged threats by Chin Kuki militants who blocked Meethi pilgrims from visiting a sacred hilltop shrine. The Meethi Heritage Society, in a representation to Mr. Shah, said the community was forced to cancel its annual pilgrimage to the shrine of deity, which is located on that hill, a site of deep religious and cultural importance to Meethis. The decision followed reports that armed militants had taken positions on the hilltop and were threatening the pilgrims. Quote, "The inaction in the face of these threats, despite the imposition of precedent's rule and deployment of over 1 lakh security personnel, is deeply troubling," the society stated in a statement. It cited a Ministry of Home Affairs directive dated March 1, 2025, which permitted free movement of people across Manipur from March 8, 2025 and warned of strict action against any obstruction. Meanwhile, members of the Kuki community held a sit-in protest at Thangjing Hill in Churachandrapur district and warned Meethis not to approach the area. Kuki leaders have reiterated their opposition to free movement in the state until their demand for a separate land carved out of Manipur is addressed. Condemning the blockade, the Metri Heritage Society has said, and to quote them, "The current blockade is a blatant violation of our constitutional rights and a direct assault on our heritage. Such actions are comparable to Hindus being barred from their pilgrimage to Kailash Parbat or Muslims from travelling to Mecca." It further alleged that public death threats and the presence of armed militants on video, calling it a targeted effort to deny religious freedoms. The group urged the Home Ministry to ensure the safety of Metri pilgrims, take strict action against those obstructing the pilgrimage, and deploy adequate security forces around the shrine. Quote, "The response of the Government of India will determine whether the Indian state prevails and safeguards the constitutional rights of its citizens, or whether intimidation by Chin Kuki militants and their frontal groups are allowed to overrule the rule of the law," quote the representation stated. Ethnic clashes between the Metri and Kuki communities have resulted in over 260 deaths and displaced nearly 50,000 people. The conflict stems from long-standing demands. Metri seek scheduled tribe status while Kuki groups want a separate administration, citing historical grievances and ongoing violence. The Supreme Court has allowed West Bengal teachers, whose appointments were cancelled earlier this month due to irregularities, to continue teaching temporarily, provided that they are not linked to any wrongdoing. The order applies, therefore, to only untainted assistant teachers of classes 9 to 10th to 12th. This decision follows the cancellation of over 25,000 appointments by the Supreme Court on April 7th, after it ruled that the 2016 recruitment process by West Bengal School Service Commission or SSC was vitiated and marred by large-scale fraud. The court stated that manipulations and frauds on a large scale, coupled with the attempted cover-up, have dented the selection process beyond repair. Delivering the interim relief, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna said, quote, "We are inclined to accept the prayer made in the application insofar as it relates to the assistant teachers of classes 9, 10, 11 and 12. However, this relief does not extend to non-teaching staff, including Group C and Group D employees, due to the higher number of confirmed irregularities." The court stated, "We are not inclined to accept the prayers of Group C and D employees as the number of established tainted candidates is higher. What has prompted us to pass this order for untainted assistant teachers is that students undergoing studies should not suffer on account of the order passed by this court earlier." To ensure a timely replacement of staff, the Supreme Court directed the SSC to initiate a fresh recruitment process. The Commission must publish advertisements by May 31, 2025 and complete the selection process by 31st December 2025. The state government and SSC must file an affidavit by 31st of May, enclosing the advertisement and schedule. In case the ad is not published as directed, appropriate orders will be taken by the Supreme Court, including imposition of costs. The ruling comes amid disruption in state-run schools following the termination of numerous teaching positions. The SSC and West Bengal government had approached the Supreme Court seeking temporary relief to avoid academic setbacks. The court clarified that those not found to be tainted will not have to return salaries already received, though their services will be terminated. Those identified as involved in the irregularities must return the salaries drawn so far. Pakistan Army Chief General Asim Munir has reiterated his country's long-standing position on Kashmir, which is bound to call a reaction from India quite soon, calling Kashmir Islamabad's jugular vein and declaring, "We will not forget it." His comments, made during an address to overseas Pakistanis, come amid ongoing tensions with India and are expected to draw a reaction from Delhi and quite soon. Speaking at a gathering of the Pakistani diaspora, General Munir said, and I quote, "Our stance is absolutely clear. It was our jugular vein. It will be our jugular vein. We will not forget it. We will not leave our Kashmiri brothers in their heroic struggle," he added. He urged the audience to pass down Pakistan's narrative to future generations and emphasized national unity. The army chief also defended the two-nation theory, the ideological foundation for the creation of Pakistan in 1947. He said, and I quote, "Our forefathers thought that we were different from Hindus in every aspect of life. Our religions, our customs, traditions, thoughts and ambitions are different. That was the foundation of the two-nation theory," he added, "that Pakistanis abroad should act as ambassadors and remember that they belong to a superior ideology and culture. The two-nation theory, which underpinned the demand for a separate Muslim state during the partition of British India, was championed by Muhammad Ali Jinnah, who was Pakistan's founding leader. It remains a point of divergence from India's secular framework and shared historical heritage." General Munir also addressed concerns around security and economic stability, rejecting the idea that terrorist threats could undermine Pakistan's future. "Do you think that terrorists can take away the destiny of the country, the 1.3 million strong Indian army with its wherewithal? If they cannot intimidate us, do you think these terrorists can subdue the armed forces of Pakistan?" he said. On internal matters, he asserted that the military would act firmly against separatist movements, particularly in Balochistan. Quote, "Balochistan is Pakistan's pride. You will just take it away so easily. You won't be able to in the next 10 generations. We will defeat these terrorists very soon. Pakistan will not fall," unquote, he said. India's Ministry of External Affairs has not yet responded to the comments. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.